Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, February 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks end the week mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 169 points to close at 33,869. The S&P 500 was up 9 points, but the Nasdaq finished down 71 points. Stocks bounced between positive and negative territory, and today's performance caps a week in which the year's investor optimism about the direction of the economy faced its first test. With the fourth quarter earnings season more than halfway through, fewer companies are topping Wall Street profit expectations than normal. And corporate profits are set to decline 4.9% in the fourth quarter from the year prior, according to a blend of actual results and estimates for companies yet to report. Looking at individual stocks, Disney shares finished down 2%. A measure allowing the state of Florida to take over Disney's special tax district was approved by the Florida Senate today. Disney would remain liable under the bill for nearly $1 billion in municipal debt issued by the district. Lyft shares fell 36% a day after the ride-hailing company reported an unexpected quarterly loss. Shares of sportswear giant Adidas dropped 12% after the company warned it could swing to a loss this year following the termination of its Yeezy partnership with Kanye West. Newell Brands, the maker of Elmer's glue and various kitchen supplies, slashed its financial forecast for the year as it prepares for a potential economic downturn. It's also changing CEOs after several years of struggles following a recent acquisition. Shares rose 1.1%. And oil prices rose after Russia said it plans to cut output by 500,000 barrels a day starting in March. Brent crude, the benchmark for global oil prices, rose 2.2% to $86.39 a barrel. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.